Great to have you with us this morning on Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle, coming your way from my house, as we do on Fridays. Film Week is coming up in just a few minutes, and we'll hear about the new Netflix action comedy, The Lovebirds, starring Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani. Also, Rob Brydon and Steve Coogan are back portraying themselves in the road comedy, The Trip to Greece. It's the fourth in the series for the guys after tours of Northern Ireland, Italy, and Spain. Michael Winterbottom returns as the director, and one of our critics, I think, is going to say this the best of the four. I have that feeling. That's coming up on Film Week here on KPCC. In just a moment, we're going to talk with the Los Angeles Times travel editor, Catherine Hamm. I'm looking forward to speaking with her about what she's hearing in the way of Southern Californians' travel plans in this highly atypical Memorial Day weekend. But before we let public health expert Dr. Robert Kim Farley go, I did want to ask him about what sort of cautions we should keep in mind as people might be taking road trips this weekend, perhaps going camping, going to the beach, heading to the mountains or to the deserts. Number of the parks are opening up. What should we keep in mind?
I think, Larry, to keep in mind that basically it's not going to be just business as usual like it was the last Memorial Day weekend for folks. That to plan and be really thinking about the fact that you want to have a safe Memorial Day weekend, so that if you're going to go to the beach, be sure you are, again, wearing masks, you're keeping walking, you're swimming, as compared to congregating with large numbers of people in one place. That physical distancing still needs to be maintained. If you're going to hike to a trailhead, again, be mindful of the fact of keeping away from others, so that, again, you can have a safe hike and a safe time to the beach, but making sure that you're continuing to practice the social distancing. These will change over time, but at the moment, that's still the best practice.
All right. I'd love to hear from listeners what your plans are for this Memorial weekend. I know there's tremendous pent-up energy to get outside, to go somewhere. It's been 2 months plus that people have been observing the stay at home. It's still recommended you stay close to home and try not to go far afield. At the same time, a number of places for you to recreate are opening up, but with the caveat, important to keep your distance, wear a face covering as well, wash your hands constantly, as we're all getting used to with our wrinkled hands from this, to make sure that you keep yourself safer. But I'd like to hear what your plans are. What are the ways you're looking to observe Memorial Day weekend, have a fun start to the summer, but of course keeping these safety protocols in mind? 866-893-KPCC. And what are you hearing from your friends and family members? Do you have a sense that some of them are ready to hit the road and party like it's 2019? 866-893-KPCC, 866-893-5722, or the Air Talk page, kpecc.org. Catherine Hamm, Los Angeles Times travel editor, what's the sense you're getting from your readers about what they're looking to do this weekend?
I think they're ready to put on slouch hats, sunglasses, and sneak out of town. Because there is, of course, if you're in L.A. County, non-essential travel is verboten at this point. I do think that people are itchy. I think they want to get away. I think it's probably a good idea to be conservative right about now. In 3 or 4 months, maybe we can break out of prison. But for right now, being conservative, and I think that's what the numbers that are projected for travel this weekend show. We are being conservative. We're not going to go on the trips as we did last year, which was a near record high. It'll be far, far less even than during the Great Recession. So being conservative is one way to keep yourself safer and not get into trouble.
I think the, I'm just looking at what the traffic patterns have been, and I don't know, maybe it's just my area of LA County, but I actually see more traffic on weekends now than on weekdays. And it tells me that when it comes to people's free time, that they're taking the opportunity to get out and about. And I, like you, I think there's a lot of pent up energy, and that, you know, we are going to be seeing people hit the road, and hopefully observing these safety matters as they do it. What are some of the places you think are going to be getting the heaviest traffic?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on the weather. I think it's supposed to be relatively mild this weekend, but warmish. Obviously, the mountains are great allure. The beach is going to be a great allure. Christopher Reynolds, our travel writer, just came back from an overnight at Joshua Tree, which he said was somewhat crowded. So I think people are interested in going to the desert before it gets too hot. Just anywhere that's not the four walls of their house, I think it's a great change of scenery. It's, I think, absolutely necessary for some people and their mental health. But again, be very, very careful, please.
Interesting that Vegas, which, you know, normally is a huge weekend for Memorial Day, because sort of a chance for Southern Californians to go before it gets super hot in Vegas. And still, that town is, for the most part, locked down when it comes to the hotels and the destination restaurants. They're not looking to reopen until coming week. So that's sort of off the table unless people are going to, you know, visit with friends or family members there or the like. But as you say, many of these, you know, state parks and other facilities are open. Again, I'd love to hear from you as an AirTalk listener what your plans are for the Memorial Day weekend. How are you looking to observe it, to celebrate the start of the summer, but keeping in mind the need to restrict the spread of COVID-19? 866-893-KPCC. Patrick in Pasadena says, the state is slowly starting to reopen. I feel like a lot of people are taking that as a message that we don't need to cover our face, that it's okay to travel. And that concerns me, Patrick says, going into a holiday weekend like this, I feel like a lot of people are going to have big parties. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, Patrick. Norma writes on the AirTalk page, the plan is for my family to get together at my sister-in-law's for a backyard barbecue. Yeah, we're breaking. I don't think my nephew is 6 years old be able to keep his hands off of people. That's my sense. I'm just seeing more extended families, more parties getting together, more people on weekends hitting the road. And this is something public health officials are going to be keeping a very close eye on, because the symbolism of Memorial Day weekend is a very big thing. And there is a lot of pent up energy. Noticeably, the AAA, which every year puts out a Memorial Day travel forecast, Catherine Hamm just alluded to this, that last year was the record. 43 million Americans traveled Memorial Day weekend, and so that was an astounding volume. But after the Great Recession, 2009, that was the lowest traveled weekend. 31 million American travelers hit the road 2009. Catherine, it reminds us how sensitive we are to the economy. And with such a huge swath of Southern California unemployed or seeing a reduction in hours, insecurity over income going forward, that's obviously going to have a depressive effect.
Clearly it is. And I think everybody, despite the fact that, there will probably be bargains out there to be had because travel providers are needing to attract people back, I don't think travel is going to take off immediately. I think the economy is in such a terrible shape that we're going to be needing to be conservative with our money in many cases. And then, of course, there's the sense of insecurity. So that's kind of the 1-2 punch for travel this summer is, do we have the money and do we feel safe enough to go?
I should also mention what's happening with the beaches. And Catherine, you can probably elaborate because your reporters have been doing a great job of filling this out. But Huntington Beach and Newport Beach are allowing now longer weekend access. Newport is open from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Huntington Beach opens up 5 a.m. Laguna Beach is maintaining stricter hours this weekend. Their coastline is going to close at noon each day, because Laguna, if you recall, Earlier on in the coronavirus lockdown, when they were open, their beaches were just swarmed and became a real public health concern. And so they, when they reopened, it was under the compact with the governor for limited hours. I think it was 6 to 10 a.m. But now Laguna will be open till noon. But these other beaches, Catherine, are going to be open quite a bit, you know, into the night. And they have to be very concerned about crowds.
I think they should be concerned about crowds, again, because of the weather and also because people are just stir crazy. The good news is that you can be at a beach, but you're not supposed to be lolling on the beach. You're supposed to be doing some sort of activity, walking or running, swimming, surfboarding, whatever it happens to be. And that, in some cases, helps disperse crowds, but it is not the magic bullet. It is not the only solution. There's going to need to be some crowd control. Part of that, of course, is that some of the parking lots are closed. If you can't find anywhere to park, obviously you can't go to the beach unless you're within walking distance. But clearly, there's going to need to be some overseeing of what's going on with our beaches this weekend in particular.
Catherine, any thoughts about how to pack differently for those who are leaving town?
Well, I have suggested if you're doing a road trip that you probably want to take a little restroom kit with you. And in that kit, there might be a small container of soap or a small bar of soap. There might be paper towels, hand sanitizer, portable toilet seat covers, I think it's also a good idea, and gloves and, of course, a mask. Because it's not clear, for example, if you're traveling a longer distance, what those restroom facilities will be like. Many of them in California, at least along the freeways, indicate whether they are open or closed on a California transportation site map. Some are actually closed because of construction, not because of coronavirus. So you need to check that out ahead of time. The other thing is that if you are thinking, oh, well, I've always stopped at XYZ place, maybe it's a restaurant or a place that you know along the way, you might want to call ahead and make sure that they're really open, because there are some businesses that are still closed, and you don't want to get yourself into a critical situation.
Yeah, very, very good point. So many listener comments. Heather in the city of Orange says, I'm a healthcare worker. Whatever people are doing this weekend, I want to make sure they're taking measures to be safe and altering their habits. Make sure you add hand sanitizer, facial coverings to your suitcase when packing. We're so lucky to live in this country where we're allowed to travel. So please take the extra precautions. Heather, we appreciate it. And as a healthcare worker that you are, this obviously directly affects your potential exposure as well. Richard in Palm Desert says, we're going to my daughter's house for a barbecue this weekend. Going to be grandparents, grandkids, and my children. But my daughter's a nurse. She set up a sanitation station in her house that we have to go through before we go inside. Linda in Torrance says, I'm probably going to get together with some people. They were talking about the symbolism of Memorial Day starting this summer. But let's remember, it's really a day to remember those who gave their lives in service of our country. Linda, that's beautiful. Said, and I'm so glad you raised the point, because as we tend to think of Memorial Day weekend about going out and having a good time and enjoying the outside, the whole purpose of the weekend is to remember those who made such a huge sacrifice for our freedoms in this country. Angela says on the Air Talk page, I'm taking the long trip to the front yard. Those daisies aren't going to plant themselves. So true. All right, you can share your comments on the Air Talk page, KPCC.org. Catherine, thank you very much for being with us, and you have a terrific Memorial Day weekend too, and stay safe.
You do the same. Thank you, Larry.
Thank you, Catherine Hamm, Los Angeles Times travel editor with us. You've been doing a terrific job sharing with us the very latest on the dramatic changes to the world of travel in this era of COVID-19. Coming up, we'll talk about what's ahead for California's community college system, which educates more Californians than any other system. We'll find out with what's expected to be increased enrollment for the fall. At the same time, they're looking at potentially steep budget cuts. It's Air Talk on KPCC. Back in a moment.